May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O God. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In our first reading today, Isaiah tells us, "Be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come to save you." We hear in the second reading from the letter to James, "Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord." The readings for today can be summed up in two words, patience and trust. As I was reading the lessons for this Sunday, I was interested in just how often God asks us to be patient and to trust in his plan. Being one who lives in the world of technology, I decided to Google it. According to a website, knowingjesus.com, the word patience is found in the Bible 71 times. The word patient is found 60 times, and the phrase trust in God is found 151 times. That does not count those readings where the phrase trust in God is not explicitly used, but rather implied, as is the case in our readings today. It's pretty obvious the message God is trying to convey to us. Why is it so hard, then, to do it at times? I don't know about you, but when I'm presented with a problem, I want to fix it, and I want it fixed right away. I want it fixed as soon as possible. Whether it's painting the trim in our house after the dog scratches it trying to get outside, or finding comfort after the passing of a relative or friend, I want to fix what is making me feel uncomfortable. I want some level of control over the situation. Now, I attribute this in some part to living in the world of chaos that is two toddlers, but to some extent, I think we all have the sense of need for control and order. I want it to feel better. I want to feel that sense of order and control in my life. And it is so easy to try to achieve that feeling of control on our own. It seems we do this even more so when things are so far beyond our control, it's silly to even try. But so often we think, if I could just blank, then everything will be fine. If only blank, then everything will be fine. How often do we think like this? In the words from our readings today, God is calling us to be patient, to trust in him, to live our lives as God would have us live and trust that this is enough. Trust that God knows our troubles and our concerns and hasn't forgotten about us. Now, we all know that when we aren't patient, when we don't trust, we worry. We lay awake at night trying to figure out how to stop the worry. We worry about family, jobs, friends, getting everything done on time. We worry about exchanges with others. We worry about the things we said and the things we didn't say. For some reason, it is so hard to trust. My favorite passage of scripture is in the Gospel of Matthew, and it includes a line that reads, "Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan?" Worry does nothing. Trust in God. Jesus is not far from us. The Spirit is with us, and there are so many signs of this if we just slow down and look. Maybe you happen to look down in your yard and see a four-leaf clover. Maybe you look in the sky just in time to see that beautiful sunset, whereas maybe if you were rushing, you wouldn't have seen it. Maybe it's a unique leaf that has just fallen but looks completely different than the others. The signs are all around, and they seem to appear right when you need them, if you are looking. I find myself thinking about a song that was on the radio when I was a freshman in high school, written to address the class of 1999, entitled "Wear Sunscreen." I remember sitting on the floor of my room with my tape recorder ready so that I could catch that song on the radio the moment it started so I could get the whole thing. Times were tough back then. The artist starts by saying, "Wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience." He goes on to give various bits of advice for life. The line of that song that has always stuck with me all these years is, "The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, things that blindside you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday." And isn't it so true? Maybe the reason the words patient, patience, and trust in God are in the Bible a collective 287 times is because these things are so hard to do when life can be so unpredictable. I lost my cousin in a tragic accident on October 5th. My family owns a farm in Bethlehem, and my cousin was the mind behind the events that happened there. He was known by everyone in his town. The weekend after his funeral, hundreds of people gathered for a concert on the farm up on the hill. Clear blue sky was above us, but for just a few wispy clouds. And while we were sitting there enjoying the music, we looked up and there was a rainbow. There was no rain. It was truly a sign from God that he was there. His spirit was among us all. It was a sign that while there are struggles and sadness and tragedy in this life, the kingdom of heaven is not far from us. I was diagnosed with hydrocephalus in 2006, which is a brain condition. I walked with a pronounced limp and shaking hands. I had regular severe migraines, I had memory loss, and I finally chose corrective surgery in 2011. As I was recovering from the surgery, I remember having flashes of memory after memory, many of them of past memories of my church, in the pageants and serving on the altar, having breakfast with my grandparents after church. I was overcome with a sense of peace that I took as God's way of telling me this was my new start. The world will throw unknown challenges at you, and regardless of the outcome, he always shows his existence. In my two examples, one is life and one is death, I see the signs that he has never left me to handle it alone. He is there. How often is it that when something unexpected or bad happens, we say, "Why did this happen?" But maybe instead, our question should be, "Where can I see God in this? Where are my signs?" When we are met with an adversity and we have difficulty finding him, we need to remember the words from Isaiah. Be strong, do not fear, here is your God. So I encourage you today to be alert, be present. The signs are all around. We just have to have our eyes open to see them. Be patient and trust. Amen.